We have some audio, and we want to have a brief conversation. We want to address this Kevin Durant to the Detroit Pistons conversation. It was started by the national media. It was started by Stephen A. Smith. He ranked his top five destinations for Kevin Durant, and he put the Pistons at number four. Kevin Durant, who is 36 years old, will be 37 in September and has 1 year left on his deal. Well, okay. He is a future Hall of Famer. He can shoot the ball. Pistons need some shooting in the front court. But what would it cost? And this is Zach Lowe from The Ringer. How about no?
No, okay. If you want to make some noise in the playoffs, what does that even mean, making some noise in the playoffs? Do you win a playoff series? Like, because I don't think Kevin Durant is the final piece of the puzzle that gets you an NBA championship.
So I'm shedding all the young pieces I could use in a real trade / the young places I could use to grow organically to take a 1 year shot with Kevin Durant where I'm probably not winning the title.
Yeah, because then what happens the year after? Because you don't have those young players anymore. You don't have that capital to trade for somebody that could actually be playing for more than just a year.
No, and then you probably have to extend him on the max as he then ages into his 40s, and Cade does not have a long-term running mate.
No.
I'm a no, and this may be a surprise because I'm the guy that says, go get Bregman, go get Trey Hendrickson, go get Mitch Marner, go get the big piece. This isn't the big piece, and it doesn't fit the timeline. It doesn't make any sense for the Pistons to give up firsts and young players, plural, to bring Kevin Durant to Detroit.
No, this is where you make a ridiculous offer, right? And it's because it's a one-year deal. Like, you give them something you know they're going to turn down.
I give you Tobias Harris a first and
I'll give you two firsts. All right, because I don't really care about the NBA draft picks. You're not going to be picking in the lottery. And it's
no,
can
but
you find some value in some of those picks? Sure, I get that, and you're going to continue to grow.
I'm not saying keep them because I want to use them for draft picks. I'm saying keep them because they may be fodder in a bigger, more impactful trade. I'm not giving up multiple firsts for a one-year rental of Kevin Durant. And even if you told me I'm extending him, I'm getting a guy who will be extended at 38, 39, and 40. And on a team that's, it feels like, has a completely different window timeline than that.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, so if you extend him, let's just say this plays out, and you extend him on a max contract, and then in a year's time, he doesn't feel like he wants to be in Detroit anymore. I mean, he's had those feelings before, and now you're left with a guy that you can't sell to anyone because he's going to be 38 or 39.
Kevin Durant's career, how many teams would this be now? He's going to get traded this offseason. He played for the Thunder, Golden State, Brooklyn, Phoenix. This will be his fifth team.
Yeah.
And the only one that they really had the ultimate success why you'd be trading for Kevin Durant was when he joined a 73-win Golden State Warriors team.
Right.
And I don't mean that to tell you Kevin Durant's not a great player or a Hall of Fame player, but it's not like I'm trading for him and I'm guaranteed a title. I mean, plenty of teams have tried to do that. Haven't seen that work out.
Yeah. No, this is a no-go. I don't even think that I would anticipate, unless Trajan Langdon wants to make some ridiculous offer that is completely lowballing him and they just want to get rid of him.
If he desperately wanted to be in Detroit so bad that he forced his way here and we had to give up very little,
then sure. I would entertain it.
But
I'm
it
not
sounds like that's
giving
not,
anything up of value.
No. And other national media are whispering about Durant. It seems like there's going to be a Houston push or a San Antonio push. We're not getting Durant, and I don't think it makes sense. But if it interests you, you want to push for it, you want to make the case, 248-539-9797. But I'd imagine most Detroiters are with us. Either you're looking for a bigger target than Durant, or you're just going to run back your same unit.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even the one on the Suns that anybody wants.
Right.
Like, we all know who that guy is.
Right, if I'm calling the Suns up to make a deal.
Yeah, it's hey, you know, what is it going to take to get Booker here in Detroit? And they'll probably say, well, you don't have the draft capital, but we'll send KD your way. And that's when you say, okay, well, we'll give you a first for him.
And then the conversation ends.
Yeah. But that's, again,
that's fine.
You're not willing to give up anything for him. If they're willing to just get rid of him, then so be it. But then it doesn't even work out in terms of pay and how what you're good, you know, like the salary that you got to trade to get him. Like, it just, there's nothing in that works out.
Texter says, I wouldn't even trade Durant for Ivy straight up. There's no upside to Durant. He's 37 years old.
That's my point.
Ticket Texter says, Durant is not even what we need. I want us to bring in Miles Turner or a good big. I've been hearing rumors about Lauri Markkanen and wouldn't be upset about that move.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and say he's not what you need. His skill set is what you need.
Yeah, that's another texter says he's a good basketball fit, but trade price doesn't make any sense, and I wouldn't do it because of his right. fit in the locker room.
Right.
To hell with Kevin Durant. He's an old man, and he's a fallaway jumper from another blown knee, ankle, or Achilles. Then what do? Half the team on a player like that, or half the salary on a player like that? No, thank you.
Yeah.
I never got the attraction to Durant. He hasn't been good since OKC. He's overrated. And he has not shown he's the leader or the type of guy to put a team on his back soft.
Well, I mean, he did put the you know, Team USA on his back. But that's the one thing that
kind of. You have LeBron and Curry.
Yeah, but he is the one that had the best games, the best moments, he was the one that created the juice on that team.
Oh, look,
but we're talking about the Olympics. We're talking about one time. Mm-hmm. He did not put Golden State on his back. He certainly didn't put Brooklyn on his back. He hasn't put Phoenix on his back. He didn't put OKC on his back.
He's like the one texter who said basketball-wise, like he's a wonderful basketball player in that he is nearly 7 feet tall. He can dribble. He has one of the purest jump shots. Yeah. All of this is very nice. And if it was 5 years ago, this would be a great conversation. The Pistons' timeline is just getting started, and his timeline is just about done. Let's get to Kyler in Flat Rock. Kyler, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
Good.
I'm doing great. Driving to a job site right now. Anyway, besides the point, I want to talk about Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Because I get it. I completely understand what you guys are saying. He's older. And I agree with John. Call, say, hey, I'll give you, or like you said, Jim, give you Tobias Harris, make the money work, and two picks. If they... Maybe push to get him because he hasn't averaged under 25 points per game on under 50% shooting since his rookie year. He is considered by many, not by me, the greatest scorer of all time. And you guys, not you guys, but a lot of people think he just won't help.
Oh, he would help. It's just what it cost. Is it worth it? He's 37 on a one-year deal, and I got to give up my young assets to go for it for one season with diminishing returns every year after if I extend him at a premium? Like, okay, if this was, like I said, 4 or 5 years ago, or if Cade was 4 or 5 years older and we had kind of stalled out and you know what, it's time to make a push, F it, let's see what we can do. We're not there. The Pistons aren't desperate. This would be a desperate move.
Okay.
In fact, this is a little disrespectful, but someone says this is kind of like the Blake Griffin trade. And it's disrespectful because Durant is much better than Blake Griffin. But Kyler, the thought is I'm trading for a guy past his prime to prop up a team to a level that they're not going to win anything.
Okay, now I understand that point a little bit. The Blake Griffin comparison is a little crazy, but I understand it. But I do want to say this, and then I'll let you guys go. When he tore his Achilles at what, 33, 32, everybody probably thought the same thing. He's gonna not come back. He's not going to be as good as he was, and he came back maybe better, averaging like 30 points in Brooklyn. So I don't know. I'll let you guys go. I appreciate your time.
He's had with a couple injuries. I think he had like a foot issue earlier in his career, and then the Achilles when he was 30, 31 years old. I mean, that hurts all your explosiveness. And to his credit, he's a great basketball player. He's been an All-Star, MVP votes in that time. But you know when that was? That was 2019, 2020.
Right.
We're about to enter the 25-26 season. Like I said, 5 years ago, roll the dice on it. Not now.
No, and it's what you have to give up, and it's what the NBA says you have to give up because you can't just trade a first-round pick for Kevin Durant. It doesn't follow the formula for an NBA trade. And I'm not giving up what it would take to get to that salary to be able to acquire Kevin Durant.
Texter says, now apply your reasoning to Hendrickson and the Lions. Well, no, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's apples to oranges.
If the Pistons were in the Eastern Finals last year, this is a different conversation. The Tigers are playing for a World Series, which is why we bring up Bregman, and the Lions are chasing down a championship, which is why Hendrickson comes up. We know it costs a lot. We're more willing to pay that because the timeline makes more sense.
Yeah, and if it's just simply to make some noise in the playoffs,
that's stupid.
yeah, it's not about making noise in the playoffs. It's about who can you add to get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year, because the Eastern Conference is wide open. Jason Tatum is probably not going to play next year. Boston's not going to be the same.
But I'm not selling out for a one-year window.
Right.
I'm playing the longer game with Cade. I want multiple bites at the apple with a player who's just scratching the surface and a team that's not there. They're not on the edge of a championship.
No.
Texter says it's not the Griffin trade, it's the Iverson trade. Sure. Insert
Insert superstar
player who's not going to lift you high enough to get where you need to get to.